这样的做错事被重复站起来讲。
I would like to acknowledge all the fathers among us, whether you're grandpa.
Let's give them a big hand.
Let's give them a big hand.
Yeah, Happy Father's Day.
祝你父亲节快乐。
今天我要跟大家讲的这一个是这个父亲的训诲。基本上这一段的经文是我上个月在做在母亲节的时候用的经文的接下来那一段。
This scripture basically follows my preaching from Mother's Day.
因为我今天的 PowerPoint 这个台上不太能用，所以变成我要看，然后不是看得很清楚。
Paul said that he was like a nurturing
教会之意。 到了森林里，然后再来到了天上农民家这个地方。然后圣经告诉我们说，在那里他进入了犹太人的会堂，在那里传讲上帝的福音。 他希望他这样做能够不会让教会增加他们的负担。因为他说免得叫你们受累。保罗对教会是很爱慕教会的一个神的仆人。传道同工所需要的费用，让天上的灵教会感觉到负担太重。这个让我想到我们每一位做父亲的也是这样的一个心情。
This makes me think about all the fathers here.
我们为了要养家，我们要让提供给我们的家庭一个舒适的环境，所以我们做父亲的，我们要在外面非常辛苦的来工作。
All the fathers here, because we want to provide for our family, that we work hard outside the home.
我们为的是不让我们的家人因为金钱的短少，生活比较困难。
We don't want our families to experience financial difficulties.
按照圣经，我们劳苦。这个我们做工这是应该的。
According to the Bible, we should work hard.
虽然说人开始做工，从圣经来看，似乎是要劳苦啊，这个终日劳苦啊，才能够从地里得吃的，看起来好像是人犯罪的一种后果。 结束的时候，
这个tree bears fruit。
所以这个老人就用一个盘子端了一盘的无花果呢，去见法老王。
So an elderly man brought a plate of figs to see the Pharaoh。
说神果然恩待我了。
He told the Pharaoh, God blessed me。
法老王就很高兴。
Pharaoh was very happy。
就叫他的仆人把这个黄金倒满那个盘子。就很惊讶，为什么一个老人送只送无花果呢？你竟然给他这个用金子来回报他。
So all the servants around the Pharaoh were very surprised that the magician took a plate of figs. Why did you reward him with so much gold?
法老看到的这些仆人们的疑惑，就说：如果连造物主都愿意给这样辛勤工作的老人这样的荣誉，难道我不该做同样的事情吗？
So the Pharaoh explained to his servants, even the God of heavens awarded this elderly man's efforts. Why should I do likewise?
这个老人拿了这些金子回到家以后，
So this elderly man brought the gold home,
告诉了太太，
He told his wife.
他的太太就告诉了很多的邻居。有一个邻居的这个妇人听见了老人的故事，
so one neighborly woman heard the story，
就对自己的丈夫这样说，
she told her husband，
我们的法老王很爱吃无花果，
our Pharaoh loves figs，
你赶快去买一点无花果送给法老王，
go and buy some and give it to the Pharaoh，
他就会给你黄金，
he will give you some gold。
丈夫听着妻子的话，就果然买了满满的一大篮的无花果，来到了皇宫，要求换取金子。
So the husband did as he was told and brought a bushel full of figs to the Pharaoh.
所以这个法老王就吩咐仆人说：“让这个懒惰贪心的人站在城门口。”
Pharaoh commanded and let this lazy man stand in front of the gate.
让每一个进城的人都可以向他脸上扔无花果。
So that everyone that passes the gate can throw a fig at him.
这个就是犹太人用来教导孩子的故事。
This is one of the stories the Jews taught their children with.
告诉我们的人要脚踏实地，尽心的工作。
That we should work hard, not try to find shortcuts.
不可以贪求那一些的容，这个所谓的容易之财呀。接下来保罗他这样说，
And then Paul continued，
他说我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁公义，无可指责，由你们做见证，也有神做了见证。
You are witnesses and God also, how holy and righteous and blameless is our conduct towards you believers。
像这样的经文很容易我让我们误会，以为保罗是在夸耀自己的品德。了解保罗的用意，我们就知道这不是他的本意。
But if we dig deeper, we know that was not his intent.
保罗是因为在教会当中有人在疯传他传道的动机。
He was responding to the rumors among the church members.
所以认为他的传道的动机，可能有一个其他的意图。所以保罗在这里他要讲的是，有我这样的圣洁公义是由你们为我做见证，也有神为我做见证。
Paul was responding that his character was witnessed by the church members as well as God in heaven.
换句话说，他所做的事是可以经得起这一个他自己的良心的查看。 两件事情，一个是圣洁。
Here he mentioned two characteristics.
The second
is holy.
Yeah, 那一个是公义。圣洁指的是保罗在神面前的敬虔态度跟对神的责任。
Holy refers to Paul's godly attitude toward God and also his responsibility to him.
公义指的是保罗按着神所吩咐、所规范、所喜悦的，他负起了他做一个圣徒人的责任。
Righteous means bearing the responsibility to the men according to God's instructions, rules, and purposes.
神吩咐他的，他没有不继续去做。
Whatever God commanded, he did his best.
所以他加上了一个字叫做无可指责。那这个无可指责呢，并不表示说呢，他是完全没有犯错。
He was blameless, not because he's perfect.
不是对，不是无比的，对。那而是说他的为人光明磊落，动机纯净无私。
It's because his character was open and above board, and his motives were pure and unselfish.
连神都可以为他见证他的动机是那么的纯正的。
Even God could attest to his motives.
我在这里也是要勉励我们在座的这个做父母的。
So I want to encourage all the parents among us.
有人说我们会有这个，特别是我们华人有一句话叫做天下无不是之父。
Especially among Chinese parents, there is a saying that.
这个话我个人是不这么同意的。
Parents are always right, but I don't agree with that.
至少我知道我就不是那个无不是的父母。
I know for sure that I have faults.
我知道我在我的儿女面前我犯过很多很多的错。
I know I made mistakes in front of my children.
所以这个话本身是不真实的。
So this statement is not true.
不过并不因为我有时候会犯错，我就不该在神的面前，在儿女的面前，长存无愧的良心。
Just because that I may make mistakes doesn't mean that I cannot have a pure heart and motive in front of God.
我们都要让我们的儿女来学习。
We want our children to follow our example.
学习我们是如何在神面前敬重神的。去按着神的话语来保持我们的圣洁。
How can we keep ourselves holy according to God's word?
我们怎么样按着神的话去行，要秉持着神的公义。
How can we follow God's word to be righteous in sight?
坦白讲不容易啊。
It's not easy.
基督徒在走成圣的路是很难走的。
The journey of sanctification.
这就是为什么使徒保罗他要这样子跟我们讲啊，说什么呢？他说呢，我们这一个要举起圣洁的这个手啊来祷告。
So this is why that Paul said that to your hands, your holy hands in prayer.
也就是说，我们不依靠神，我们就做不到。我们要在神的儿女有榜样，不是因为靠着我们自己的能力就能够做得出来。
The example for our children is not according to our own ability.
因为我们一样的是软弱的，也会犯罪的，我们会失败的。
Because we're weak, we come to make mistakes, we can fail.
我们跟我们的儿女一样，也会掉入在那个试探的当中。
Like our children, we may fall into temptations.
我们也会有引诱的，被引诱的。我想我们的儿女要学习到的是什么？
What do we want our children to learn from us?
他们在看当我的父亲遇到这个类似的困难的时候，他是怎么样面对的？
When you see us facing difficulties, how do we deal with them?
他在从他的父亲里面学习，他怎么样在他父亲身上看见上帝的圣洁、神的公义？这样子他就能够去学习到将来又要像我的父亲那样子来面对摆在我前面的困难。 faith it wasn't just a, you know, you'll get your birdie to, you know, King Shem.
Thank you.
在上大学之前
before they go to college，
请问你有时间陪伴你的儿女吗？
Do you spend time with your children？
你常常为了工作忙上忙下，进进出出。
Perhaps you're very busy with your own job being out of the house。
我希望你能够问，你到了什么时候，你才有时间陪伴你的儿女？
Do you think once your children leave for college, you have time to spend with them?
我想他不会要你了。
I'm sure they probably don't want you then.
他会叫他的女朋友陪他了。
They want their old friends to be there.
他会叫他的男朋友陪他了。
Their old boyfriends and girlfriends.
所以我要劝你，趁着孩子离开家之前，你要多有机会来陪伴在他。跟他聊天，给他辅导，动圣经的话来帮助他。
I'm encouraging you to have before your children leave home for college and spend time to be familiar with them, to encourage them alongside.
我再次跟大家抱歉，因为我真的是看不到那个投影片，所以我真的眼力不好。那再来，我要跟大家讲到的，保罗用这一句话说：“正如你们知道的，我是怎样。”像父亲对待儿女一样的对待你个人。
So for you know how like a father with his children.
我要特别强调，保罗在这里讲到个人。
I want to emphasize in this case individual.
个人有就是每一个人都不一样。
Individually, because we're all different.
我们得知道保罗牧养的、创办的或者是牧养的和写的教会。保罗在说，你们天上有一家教会，你们也跟其他的教会不一样了。
So Paul pointed out that the church of Thessalonica is different from the other churches.
但是我是按照你们特别的需要来教导你们。
I'm teaching you according to your individualness.
保罗不远过的教会，比如说腓立比教会。
So for example, the church of Philippi.
腓立比的教会，圣经告诉我们说。他们非常的重新回忆兴旺出的鼓励的教会。
From the Bible, we learn that the Philippian church is the church that they have a lot of unity and partnership in the gospel.
那么我们看到保罗他这一个到了这个庇里亚地方的人。
This is the Philippian church.
庇里亚那个地方的人不一样，他们是一个喜欢查考圣经的人。
That church, they love to study the scriptures.
然后看到了另外这个加拉罗尼的教会。
And for the Thessalonian church,
包括说你们的教会是一个信望爱的教会。
They remember before God the Father the work of faith, the labor of love, the steadfastness of hope.
所以每一个教会它的特征都不一样。
Church with its own characteristics.
但是保罗就按照每一个人的不同，每一个教会的不一样，他给予适当的教导。
So Paul, according to the different characteristics of the church, gave them different kind of teaching.
所以为了这个原因，我们在这里讲到我们做父亲的也是一样的。
So likewise with the fathers.
每个儿女都不一样。
Every child is different.
他们的个性。性向、能力、才干都不一样。
Their personality, temperament, abilities are different.
他们对父母亲的那种反应、顺服的程度也不一样。
Their response and their submission to their parents' teaching is different too.
有的孩子比较乖，有的孩子比较拗。
Some kids are more obedient than others.
都不一样了。
Very different.
做父亲的要能够按照他们的不同给予。来施教，针对他们不同的情况，给予最合适的教导。
So father should adjust the teaching to the kids according to their individuality.
那重点是你要常常鼓励他们的长处。
The
said, how many members will be?
Affirm their positive signs.
在不足的时候, 或者是他们偶尔失败的时候, 给你安慰。
When you feel inadequate or when you fail, encourage them, comfort them.
这就是我们做父亲的责任。
This is the responsibility of fathers.
再来就是最后一点, 我们要引导我们的儿女一生来荣耀神。
有没有想过，通过你们对儿女的教育，你们要把儿女带往哪一个方向？ So fathers, have you thought about what direction are you guiding your children?
你希望把你的孩子培育成什么样的人？
What kind of children would you like them to become?
你要指引你孩子人生的目标，活着的目的在哪里？
What should be the goals for them to attain?
对，就像是圣经里面所讲的。 我们要教养孩童，使他们走当时的路，就是到老也不偏离。
So it's just like stating the Proverbs, train up a child the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
我要遵守，就给我们时间，好，不然你说话。
I need to close soon.
我要再次问大家一句话。
Let me ask you another question.
有一天你不在儿女身边的时候。
你可能给他们留下的怀念记忆会是什么？你要让你的儿女怎么样去对你？我的意思是，我没有一个说法。我应当尽力的来做讨神喜悦的事。
给我们的儿女好好的教导，以身作则，从这里开始。给儿女留下好的榜样。这是2015年我的大儿子在父亲节的时候在 Facebook post 的一个话。
是没有父亲形象的情况下长大，但是你却教人如何。
special happy birthday okay, this is the first thing to this Mother's Day. A special happy birthday a shout out to our Baba Akopie here today. Thank you for all the love and the great example you set to keep walking. Unfortunately, I don't have a flower for you. Just like Mother's Day, right?
抱歉，我们今天没有花可以送给我们的父亲们。
So forgive me for that.
请原谅我。
But I think I can give you a treat today.
但是今天我们是有一个特别的东西给你。
I want to buy you a cup of coffee.
我要买一杯咖啡请你们喝。
Starbucks coffee. Did I just say one cup of coffee, right? Just one cup, right? So when you walk away after the worship ends, please take up one packet, okay? Sorry, you have to find a cup for yourself. And pour water by yourself.
Okay?
But I want to mention one more thing. Our children would like to treat you well as well. Our children ministry would like to provide every year, if I wasn't included, I guess so, huh? Ice cream! So you can have a coffee, you can have an ice cream, what a combination. And then, we also have a lunch for you today. So when you eat your lunch, and enjoy your coffee, and also enjoy the sweet ice cream. God bless you. Thank you.
愿神祝福你们，感谢神。